Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we had a chance to talk with pro angler Nick Linder about summer fishing. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news, Hayward Power Sports is your new shore station dock system dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. I'm talking to Jarrett McCarthy again. And Jarrett, come in here, recording this a day earlier as on a weekend because I got a bunch of guide work coming up. And man, you're busy in here.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's like there's a lot of people in the area that like to go fishing.
Well, let's talk about the fishing a little bit. You're down here at the shop, and our water temperatures are starting to creep up there. They're still a little on the chilly side on some of the bigger, deeper lakes, but they're getting up there. We're going towards summer, basically, summer temperatures and stuff. Some bug hatches going on. lots of things out there.
Yeah, yep. The lake that I was on yesterday, we probably had water temps in the low to mid-60s. It was one of those deeper, clearer lakes. And then I was out on a lake on Friday where we were already in the 70s out there on the warmer side of the lake. But yeah, the water's warming up. We're going to be starting to get into some early summer patterns here. It looks like most of the fish are just getting done spawning. The bluegills are at it if they're not waiting to do it yet. So we've still got them to look forward to, but a lot of good fishing opportunities that are coming up here soon. You can still get into them like you do in the spring, but it takes a little bit more work.
Let's talk a little bit about walleyes. That's one thing a lot of people want to go after, and walleye fishing can start to get tougher as we get into the summer period with all the forage and the food in the lakes.
And that's why we're seeing a lot of guys switching over to trolling up here right now. A lot of guys coming in to grab planer boards, deeper diving baits, crawler harnesses, anything to keep them on the move and find pods of fish. It's one thing to sit on a school and, you know, run slip bobbers or, you know, cast at them when you know the fish are there, but finding them is probably going to be your biggest challenge over the summer. And that's why a lot of guys are switching over to trolling. It's a great way to explore new water, to look at a whole bunch of different depths, find out where these fish are sitting, and try out a whole bunch of different baits too. And then when you finally get dialed into them, then you can run back to that slip bobber and leech or slip bobber and minnow technique.
You know, and if a person's just fishing without trolling, the natural instinct is to slow down when the fish quit biting, but actually sometimes you want to speed up snap jigging, jigging wraps, jigging a plastic, and just start moving and snapping it, and that'll trigger a responsive strike.
Yeah, you know, it's really gotten popular over the past 2 years. We're seeing a lot of guys that are running jigging wraps. They're running the hyper rattles, the hyper hammers, the ripping wraps, just something that you're ripping up a foot or two off the bottom. You know, if you're marking fish down there that are kind of lethargic, just, you know, rip, it seems, you know, like it's going against the grain when you're snapping it that fast when the fish aren't moving, but that's what you're looking for. That's how you get a bite to go.
Let's talk about other fish, panfish. A lot of people up here panfish, and you mentioned bluegills earlier, finished up spawning. How about crappies?
So crappies are just about done with the spawn on most lakes. I was out last week, and most of the crappies that I caught had already finished spawning. There are still a couple of males on beds, but yeah, we know we're getting towards tail end of them. They'll be moving out towards that very first weed line, you know, anywhere between, you know, 8 and 15 feet of water. Still schooled up, but they'll disperse from what they were in the early spring. You know, still casting plastics, bobber and minnow, you know, even, you know, popping your bobber along just to try and find those couple of isolated crappies that are sitting out there. But definitely not a hard one to get on right now.
You know, and he mentioned bluegills earlier. They pretty much can find them shallow right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They are shallow right now. They are going to be on beds, if not waiting to go on beds. And there's, you know, always a couple of waves of fish or what have you. So, you know, like I said, I was out on Friday and I saw a lot of bluegills that were locked in on beds. Still had bluegills cruising by the bed, so it looked like that was wave one, and all the fish, you know, all the males that were cruising, those are wave two that are waiting to get onto a bed. So, you know, we probably have another week, maybe week and a half of the bluegill spawn, and then you know, all those bluegills will move out alongside those crappies and out onto those first weed flats too.
Bass fishing. What you got to tell us about the bass fishing lately?
So bass fishing, it looks like all the fish are completely done spawning. I've seen a lot of spawned out females. Most of the males are kind of wandering. Haven't seen any with fry yet, guarding fry. But the bite should really start to heat up. As soon as those fish are done spawning, they'll go out and they'll move into that 8 to 15 foot range again. Seems like there's a pattern here. And they'll school up, and it's a good way to start looking for fish. You can fish slow, and you can use those worm patterns. You can drop shot or what have you. But these fish are hungry. They just got done with a spawn. So a reaction bait like you're working for walleye, you know, a jerk bait, something a little bit faster moving. These fish are ready to roll, you know, so to speak, post-spawn. So don't be afraid to try something a little upsized to get them to go.
Muskie and pike. That was a little slow, but that should start to heat up, especially the muskies, as the temperatures come up.
It should, and that temperature just keeps going up. It just seems like we need to, you know, quit the cloudy days and all the rain or what have you up here. Haven't heard a lot on pike or muskie. Seems like it's still been slower. Got guys that are seeing them, guys that are having follows. That's all I've heard.
Pick the warmest lakes you can find.
Yeah, those darker stain lakes have been the best producing so far this year. The clear bodies of water, those will take a little bit of time, but those dark stained and dark bottom lakes or whatever, they heat up faster, so those muskies are more on a roll, so in there.
And anybody's looking for gear, I know you guys are really equipped in here this year. Lots of plastics for bass. You guys want to go after bass for the summer fishing, you got a lot of stuff there.
We got a lot of stuff in here for bass. We got a lot of stuff in here for panfish. Just seems like every year I'm adding something new to my panfish line. And, you know, if you haven't added it yet, go look at your Mr. Crappie plastics. I mean, they're absolutely one of my favorite baits to go pitch for crappies. The Joker Tail in particular, it's got three prongs at the end. You pair it with a VMC jig, and you know, searching for crappies gets so easy with that just because they love it so much. Definitely a bait to go look at and add to your arsenal.
But everything you want here, musky gear, bass gear, and also you got boating supplies here, some stuff for boating stuff, some electronics, and you've got crossbows and archery stuff.
Boating supplies, we've got archery, we got crossbows. We sell Shoremaster docks. If you're looking for parts and pieces, stop in and see John back here. If you're looking to get into archery or a brand new crossbow or get a head start on your hunting season, come on in. We're going to start to have all that mineral and the salt blocks and what have you coming up here. And then obviously we've got all your fishing stuff, and we've got the liquor store on the other side. So we've got just about everything that you need to have an awesome weekend here in Hayward.
You bet. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time here, Jared.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to pro angler Nick Linder about summer fishing. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro-V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen. Lunds feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. And no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, with summer underway now and a lot of folks out there heading out fishing on our lakes, I had a chance the other day on the phone to talk to pro angler Nick Linder from over in Minnesota about summer fishing, and Nick offers some great tips and information that may help you to be a better angler out there this summer.
We're talking to pro angler Nick Linder over in Minnesota, and Nick, good to have you on the show here.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be on here. Good to hear from you again.
You know, we've had a really crazy year so far this year, and the weather's been on, I guess you'd say, a very unstable side. Water temperatures are down, but now things are starting to turn around a little bit as far as water temperatures here in northern Wisconsin. I'm sure they are over by you. Starting to maybe get a little bit more weed growth, and, you know, we're starting to see some signs that summer patterns are starting to show up.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the weed growth goes, I mean, I was out trolling yesterday, and I can tell you there's definitely weeds. But we're not quite as far along at this point in time. I would say the weeds are getting close, but they're not all the way there yet, at least in a lot of the waters that I'm fishing. And then water temperatures are starting to creep their way up, too. And so, yeah, I would say right now or recently is kind of when I've been moving more towards some of my summer patterns, just as far as where the fish are moving and how aggressive they've been with water temp and whatnot. So that's kind of where we're at. But, yeah, it's taken us a while to get here, obviously.
Well, you know, when we get in the summer period, lots of forage out there, lots of things for these fish to eat. You've got minnows, you got fry, you got everything new hatch, not to mention scads of bug hatches, which we're starting to see now. That can really kind of complicate and make the fishing tougher, even though the fish actually eat more because their metabolism is up.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. So one thing it certainly does is move them around where, you know, the fish are going to be out, you know, moving in one direction, and they might move back in for shiner spawn, which happened a while ago now, but then they're kind of moving back outwards again. You know, it's interesting as well, you say, you know, that some of the fish might be a little stuffed lately with all the different food options. And One place where that's certainly true is Mille Lacs. The bite on Mille Lacs Lake, which is kind of in my backyard here, has not been amazing, and part of that is because there's just so many perch, and those walleyes are really well fed right now. So forage definitely plays a factor in how snappy the fish can be this time of year.
Well, you know, the traditional way is to, you go, when you're going after fish, is you try to feed them some kind of a live bait. That was something that we did for years and years and years. And now, in the last few years, we're starting to see more and more people going toward artificials, where you're snap jigging, or you're getting more aggressive with the presentation, and you're actually making the fish bite on something. And it's not actually a response to something they're going to eat. It's more of a response to just reacting to something.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the whole reaction bite goes, but yeah, I don't know for sure if they're biting it because they're reacting, or if they're kind of hungry and ready to attack, or what the deal is. But I know that like ripping plastics has been a really sort of surprisingly effective way to catch walleyes that a lot of people are overlooking. It'd be surprising to a lot of people, just where it's almost like you're kind of bass fishing for walleyes to some degree. And I don't know if you want to dig deeper into that particular topic.
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because, you know, people see this stuff on YouTube and they see it on TV and stuff, and, you know, people catching fish on things like jigging wraps or puppet minnows or jigging spoons or jigging a plastic, and they try it and they just can't catch fish. And, you know, what's basically you think is the reason for that if they're not being successful at it?
Well, there's a number of things. So step number one is definitely going to be fish where you think there's walleyes. And anytime you're trying to learn a new bait or a new tactic, you're not going to have a lot of confidence in it until you've had success with it. And you're going to have a really hard time fishing with confidence if you're not sure if there's fish in the area. So, you know, if you're like a jig and a shiner kind of person, like maybe if you found an area where you've caught a couple fish, you know, maybe circle back and kind of come through with plastics or whatever artificial presentation you want to do, just so you can have some level of confidence that fish are there. Obviously, marking them on your graph is kind of a good way to do that as well. Side imaging can be kind of a big deal as far as seeing a number of fish that are out off the side of the boat. Sometimes when fish get below your boat, it's kind of too late at that point when you're just looking vertically with 2D sonar. So, yeah, I mean, confidence is kind of a big thing. You got to catch fish to have confidence. But, yeah, as far as where I have a lot of success with some of those artificial baits, you know, the jig and wrap, puppet minnow type deal, for me, you know, those don't play very well in the weeds with all the hooks and whatnot. So that's kind of like out past the weeds, out on deeper structure kind of bait. And I guess you can also throw them up in sand and whatnot. But for me, those baits are not quite fully in my arsenal at this point, although I think we're getting very, very close. You know, I shouldn't even say that, because by next week I might be using them all the time. It's more like as those fish move a little bit deeper is when I start to use those baits. And basically it's like you drop them down to the bottom and then rip, rip, let it settle, rip, rip. And usually, like if you mark a fish underneath the boat and you give it a couple rips, they're either going to bite it right away or they're not going to bite it at all. And I'm not tipping that with live bait or dead bait or anything like that, just fishing it clean. But yeah, as far as right now goes, my favorite artificial presentation is going to be that jig in a plastic. And so basically what you're taking is a jig that has a long enough shank and a wide enough gap that you can fish a plastic on it. My go-to right now is the Deep V jig from Northland, and what I'm putting on that is basically like a 4-inch fluke or 4-inch paddle tail. And typically if I'm fishing the fluke, I will put it on an 8-ounce jig, because those flukes don't exactly create like a ton of drag in the water. So a lighter jig is going to work a little bit better, and then if I'm using a paddle tail, I'm going to have a 1/4-ounce jig on there. So that's kind of the arsenal there, and I'll fish on a spinning rod, braided line usually, and then I'll cast it up into the weeds. And when I say braided line, I have a fluorocarbon leader on there as well. I know a lot of the lakes around us are very clear. So the fluorocarbon deal matters, even with a reaction bite like this. And cast it up into the weeds, and usually I'll position the boat outside of the weeds and cast it probably, like, I don't know, 30, 40 feet or whatever into the weeds, and then work it out. And if I know the fish are positioned right on that outside weed edge, I won't throw it quite as deep into the weeds, maybe like 10, 15 feet or so. But then it's kind of just like cast it out there, and like you rip it really hard. You let it sink for like a half a second, and you rip it again and rinse and repeat over and over again. One thing that I think a lot of people make the mistake of when they're using these baits for this type of deal is they fish it too slowly. And I know one of the first times I had ever done it was, I don't know, many, many years ago. And I was actually in the boat with my Uncle Al. And, like, you just wouldn't even believe how quickly he's fishing it. It's just like rip, 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 and just covering water and fishing extremely fast. So I can tell you firsthand, it definitely catches fish, and it tends to select for bigger fish as well, if that's something you're interested in. I know some people are, you know, out there trying to get eaters, but if you're trying to catch bigger fish, this is definitely a tactic where that comes into play. And yeah, I guess I'll just wrap up by saying, like, you can fish in the weeds, weed edges. Once you get out past the weeds, I tend to not fish that presentation anymore. But I've caught fish in, like, 2 feet of water up on the top of a little, you know, rocky little point kind of deal. Like, several summers ago, I caught, like, a 28-inch walleye in, like, 2 feet of water doing this in June. So it's right now is kind of prime time for it, and basically I'll fish it anywhere from like 2 to 15 or 16, or, you know, it depends on how tall the weeds are growing, feet of water.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with pro angler Nick Lindner. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Nick Lindner.
Well, you know, one thing too, you mentioned electronics earlier, and I always consider that to be a pretty vital thing, is that you can't catch fish where they're not. And if you get good enough with some of the new electronics we've got nowadays, especially the newer side imaging, like Hummingbird Mega Plus side imaging, and you've got live sonar, you've got a lot of options, then Mega 360, for instance, you get good enough with that stuff, you can actually pinpoint the fish, not so much when they're in the weeds. If they're outside of the weeds or they're out once they move deeper, but if you could pinpoint them, even with when they have a smaller strike window, they're not going to move so far, you could put your bait right in the fish. And your odds of catching them really dramatically go up from there.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. As far as, in the spring, I mean, the springtime side imaging is just king when the weeds aren't up all the way, and you can start to you can just see like, oh well, there's one fish, there's another fish, probably one fish here, and then you know once you see, oh well, there's about 12 of them right there, I can see all their shadows. Let's turn around and fish that. And then, yeah, like you said, weeds, it gets a lot tougher inside imaging. In some cases, you can see them in there. But more often than not, you're just going to have a lot of indecision. Like, oh, is that a weed or is that a shadow or what am I looking at here? And sometimes you can tell, other times you can't. But that's just part of the game. But, yeah, with live sonar, I think a lot of people might be surprised that if you spend enough time in learning and adjusting your settings and understanding what you're looking at, you actually can see a lot of fish in the weeds. I wouldn't say from like very far away, but you can definitely pick out when there's fish moving around if you know what you're looking at, and it can actually be a really, really good tool when they're on the edges specifically. If they're up in the weeds, it's very difficult. It can be done, but when they're on the edges, you can kind of pick out, you know, three fish there, four fish there, a single there kind of deal. So if you do have that technology, that's something to play with. And not everybody has the technology. But you definitely don't need it to catch fish, but it helps you have confidence knowing that you're in an area where there are fish, because you can kind of, like, double-check to make sure. And, oh, yeah, they're right there. Let's cast at them. So.
You bet. Well, you mentioned trolling. You were out trolling, too, and, you know, people start... Once we get here in the summer patterns, trolling can also be a pretty effective way of catching fish, especially walleyes when they got a lot of food out there, because it relies on that speed factor again.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, right now we're kind of right on the edge when I'm starting to bust out blades as well. And to me, it's just all about how the fish lay out. So if they're kind of spread out, or if it's kind of hard for me to, I know they're on the weed edge, but it's hard for me to pinpoint kind of an area, then I'll just troll along the edge like that. And that's kind of all it really comes down to me for trolling, as far as just like how many fish are there in the area, how easy is it going to be for me to target them casting, or should I just, you know, zip some crankbaits or some spinners or whatever past their face.
You know, when do you determine whether you want to fish like troll crawlers, ultra slow, on spinner rigs, for instance, compared to pull crankbaits?
You know, that to me is sort of one of those things where during the daytime I'm fishing a lot of spinner rigs for whatever reason, and nighttime I like to go more towards crankbaits where you're moving a little bit more water. But yeah, I wouldn't say that it's like a daytime, nighttime thing. There's obviously daytime crankbait trolling as well. But basically for me, it can come down to how deep do I need those baits to run? Are they willing to bite a little bit more of a aggressive presentation? Is it darker water? Do I need to move more water? There's a lot of different factors at play. I guess maybe one way I could explain it would be if I'm going out on Mille Lacs Lake, if I'm fishing down near the bottom, I'm typically using spinner rigs, it's clear water there, and if I'm fishing out off the break, for some of those suspended fish, I might be trolling crankbaits more so. And if they're up on the flats, that could be either direction, I guess. I shouldn't say the flats, the shoreline connected structure, where it's more of like that 15, 12 foot gravel area. A lot of times in those areas, crankbaits can perform really well. So there's kind of a lot of situations where it's like it depends, I guess. Yeah. And it's almost like trying different things and experimenting often is the best way to go.
A lot of interesting information there, Nick. I really appreciate you coming on the show here.
Yeah, absolutely. I very much enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.